Q94, your Mountain of Rock. Hey, I'm Gary Lee. Glad to have you tuned in. And Coach's Shows is rolling, and now we're heading into Texas County to Houston to talk with head coach of the 1-0 Houston Tigers that air on Q94, the Mountain of Rock, Eric Sloan. Hey, man, how we doing?
I'm good. How are you, Gary?
Fantastic. Congratulations on a nice win.
Thanks. It's always good to get the first one and, you know, get the jitters out, and you never know what to expect on the first one. So it was good to get out of there with a win.
Well, you know, you and I talked prior to week one matchup, and what was it that you watched that you really liked, and then what was it that you watched and you went, ah, we got to work on that?
You know, I think we played so many kids. We're probably playing more kids than I've ever played since I've been here. Played a lot of young kids. So, you know, I thought they did a good job first time playing under the lights, and, you know, they didn't get caught up in the moment. And we tried to keep some things simple, but our older kids, you know, did a good job of trying to take care of the young ones and, you know, just act like a bunch of big brothers out there, and that's what you like to see. And, you know, I've challenged our older kids the last week or so. I didn't think our leadership's been what I needed it to be, and so they really stepped up and answered the bell to that, and just did a great job leading and trying to protect the young ones. And you know, couldn't have been more happy with the way they did things. You know, I don't know, as far as what we got to do to improve, I think, you know, just the little things each and every play, and a lot of that is just youth. Mm-hmm. We didn't tackle very well, which I'm sure most coaches across the United States right now are going to say, man, we didn't tackle very well. And I think that's probably a lot because it's week one football and it's still early. And, you know, you're trying to limit some contact in practice and trying to save some wear and tear on bodies early. So, you know, we probably should have done some more tackling. But, you know, if we need to improve in one glaring area, that's going to be breaking down and make tackles. And again, hopefully over time that will fix itself. But definitely as the SCA season gets rolling, we're going to have to tackle better.
Well, I mean, you know, you won that game 42-20. So was all your points scored offensively, or did your defense kind of chip into that party?
Oh, no, they was all scored offensively. You know, it was a 14-13 or 13-12 game at halftime. We were able to get three turnovers. We had two interceptions that we recovered, and then we kicked the ball and just ran down the field, and the ball was bouncing around. They didn't get on it, and we were able to dive on the ball at about the 30-yard line or something. And you know, we ended up and scored right there. So that's a quick momentum swing of 14 points. We'd scored and kicked off and scored again there pretty quick. So a quick 14-point swing, and that was big with momentum right there. But, you know, all those points did come offensively.
Well, tonight you travel to Springfield to take on Catholic. They're 1-0. They got a win on week one, I believe. They defeated East Newton 31-27 in a tight game. What'd you see out of Springfield Catholic?
Man, they are fast. They got two really fast wings. One of them, I mean, we were scared of him last year, which they hadn't gone flex bone at the time. They were spread. And their quarterback left the game in the second series, so they weren't ever able to get him the ball. But, I mean, he's a good-looking kid that definitely passes the eye test when he gets off the bus. You know, they would look really good on a track in the SCA. I'm glad for everybody that they're not. But, you know, they're much improved over last year. I feel like they're doing a good job running the flex bone. Their kids are running hard. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know. They look scary on film. I think they're going to present some problems. So, again, tackling is going to be really important when you're playing triple option football. So you're going to have to play assignment football and tackle well. So hopefully we're able to do that, and we've made some adjustments. And, you know, hopefully we can just gang tackle and wrap up, because if we struggle to do that like we did last week with their speed being even better than Pierce City's, we're going to be in trouble.
Well, you've got one more game before you get into the SCA, the conference schedule portion, and you're off to a fantastic start. Hey, we appreciate you again. Head coach of the 1-0 Houston Tigers, Eric Sloan. Appreciate you joining us, and we'll visit with you next week.
All right. Thank you, Gary.